And good morning once again. Welcome back to another edition of the Community Corner on KWHI. I'm Craig Montana discussing with folks in the studio about events happening around the area that you should know about, you can take part in, that you can enjoy with your friends and family. No different coming up this Saturday, this Friday and Saturday, excuse me, is the Brenham Christmas Troll and Light Parade coming up this weekend. And we have some ladies from the city of Brenham to discuss with us today. And your names today, ladies?
I'm Crystal Locke with the City of Brenham Community Services Department.
And Alexandra Dill.
All right. And so first of all, let's talk about what it is that you ladies do with the city.
Sure. So we kind of plan and organize our special events around town, Christmas Stroll being one of those, Hot Nights, Cool Tunes. We just recently helped Boys and Girls Club with the Brenham Boo Bash. So a lot of our larger activities happening in around town, as well as just other projects that get tossed our way.
There you go. So just whatever it is that they say, you guys go do this, you handle it, and you do a very good job of it, right?
Thank you.
Of course.
That's right. So coming up this weekend, everyone enjoy this one. It's a big event, the Christmas Stroll coming up Friday and Saturday. Let's start off with the Friday events, what's going on, because it's going to be a little bit different on the 2 days.
Yes. So Friday, we've got over at Ant Street Inn, they host the Jingle Bell Market. They've got lots of vendors set up there in the ballroom. It's free to get in, and they have some great vendors there. We've got the event itself kind of gets kicked off at 5:30. We've got several of the local Girl Scout troops that do some caroling for us downtown on the courthouse on the Main Street side, and they light up the courthouse trees there. At 5:30, excuse me, shortly after that, we'll have Invader Rides. Invader Rides is the fire truck, the convertible fire truck that they usually have downtown for us, and so those rides will be happening on Douglas Street. We've got Tuba Christmas that's come in, and there's a group of about 40 people that come downtown. They're going to be on Baylor Street this year and playing starting at 7 o'clock or so, and it's really nice. And then we've got some things happening on Saturday that I'll let Alex talk about.
Yeah, so on Saturday we start things off with Breakfast with Santa, and that's at Must Be Heaven. Now that is already full. Our reservations are already all filled up, but that starts off at 8 and then 9 o'clock. And then after that, our downtown merchants, we've got 25 merchants participating this year in the Sip, Shop, and Stroll. And that's where folks can come into each of the participating stores, visit with them, shop a little bit, and then they also get to taste a creative drink that store has made. And so if you sample at least 8 of them, then you can drop off your little ballot that you'll pick up at the store, and you're entered to win some downtown dollars. And there's great amounts. There's $150, $100, $75, and $50. So lots of great prizes for that. And then after that, the Jingle Bell Market opens back up at 10 a.m. at Ant Street Inn. And then at 10 a.m. also downtown for kids, there's the Everest Climb and Slide, which is the 30-foot inflatable slide that kids can climb up and slide down. And then we've got live entertainment kicking off at the gazebo, and that's going to run from about 11 to 9 p.m. And then we've got a rain steer photo op. So these are going to be big longhorn cattle that are dressed up like Santa's elves brought into downtown, and those will be available for photos. And then we've got the parade starting off at 6 p.m.
All right, and let's talk about that parade this year beginning at 6, because it's a lot of entries coming in and for that. So let's talk about the lighted portion of it and what people are going to expect from the parade this year.
Sure. We have this year's parade theme is Christmas in Texas. This is the same theme that we offered last year, and unfortunately last year's parade rained out. And so we have the same theme this year. We usually have, right now we have about 46 entries. That's pretty typical. We usually see around 50 or so. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, we've got great entries. Most of our local schools, we've got First Baptist and St. Paul's that are entering. Lots of our local companies that are participating. And it's just a great way to kind of kick off the holiday season. Mm-hmm. And so many people put so much time and effort into these floats. And then, you know, just seeing the kids' faces as they're smiling and, you know, downtown. It's great. It's great.
And it will be. And it's always a fun time. Everybody loves the parade. And this is a little bit different one, because normally the parades are, you know, they're in the morning or you know in the afternoon. Mm-hmm. But this is gonna be a nighttime one. A lot of parades will be a little bit different. All the lights and the theme, the Christmas stuff, and so people are really gonna get a chance to see something special this weekend. Now after the parade, they're gonna continue with all the downtown shopping and all that fun stuff after the parade this year.
Yeah, quite a few of our stores are gonna stay open a little later than their normal hours. We're gonna have the Blue Grooves at the gazebo playing some live music, as well as barrel train rides, and then Sit with Santa is going to be in the alley, in Alamo Alley. So he's been at the gazebo in the past, but we've moved him to Alamo Alley this year. So
because he comes in the very end with the fire truck and everything else. Yep. So after the parade,
he'll relocate to Alamo Alley, and kids can sit with him there.
All right, and so that's going to be. Is there any kind of cost associated with anything? Is admission fees for any of these activities?
Sure. The only fees for the Christmas stroll overall is breakfast with Santa, which Alex has mentioned over at Must Be Heaven, which is already full. Mm-hmm. But otherwise, the reindeer photo ops, the Everest climb and slide, all of those activities are free. We just want parents to bring the kiddos downtown and walk through the shops and enjoy some of the activities that we have planned for both Friday and Saturday.
Okay, and then on Friday the sip shop and stroll if I get that correct, I don't want to mispronounce that, but let's talk about that. That's going to be on Friday, and what kind of things are people going to be able to see when they get downtown for that on Friday?
The sip shop and stroll
is
an awful hard name to say. It's actually on Saturday, and that kicks off at 10 a.m. goes all the way through 6 p.m. It's not like you are forced to go to every single store and sample everything. Mm-hmm. But the stores that are participating, they've been asked to create some sort of fun, festive holiday beverage sort of thing for people to sample. And so there'll be a little bit of everything for everybody. It is asked of our 18 and older or 21 and older, because we do have some stores that are making more adult beverages in their places. But so that could be a little exciting. And then when they sample the beverage, they'll have a little passport that the store that they sampled it in will check their name off. And as long as they collect at least 8, then they can turn it into the visitor center before the end of the night. Okay. And that's when they're entered to win some downtown dollars.
And where can I get one of those passports?
These are going to be at all the participating stores, which is pretty much everybody downtown.
So you don't have to go anywhere special. Just go to those stores.
Just walk into a store Saturday at 10 a.m. and you can pick up your ballot.
All right. Sounds like a fun time. And also, another thing that's going on, we were discussing a while ago, we were discussing all morning long, actually, on the radio, is the Barnhill Center. Mm-hmm. You guys are showing a lot of movies. They did, was it last weekend? I think it was a week before last. Mm-hmm. They did a couple of movies. You're doing it again this weekend. Let's talk about the movies coming up this weekend.
Yeah. So Friday night, we've got The Polar Express showing at the Barnhill Center. And that'll be really fun because it's a really great kids movie, and so we're going to have some milk and cookies available up in the ballroom before the movie, as well as Santa's going to make an appearance as well. So those doors will open about 5:30 just to allow kids some extra time to go in and have a snack and then go down to the theater. And then they're also encouraged to wear their pajamas, too, since it is kind of a fun nighttime movie. So kids are coming in pajamas for that one.
All right, and that'll be a fun time, and everyone, you know, is welcome to come in and see that. And then you'll do it again on Saturday, a different movie on Saturday, and it'll be an afternoon movie on that one.
Yes, so for Saturday, that one's going to be It's a Wonderful Life, and that starts at 2 p.m. Doors will open at 1 p.m. And both of the movies, we should note, are $10 for adults and $6 for kids.
All right, and those are going to be just the two coming up this week, and you've got more planned throughout the month of December yet, too, or?
Don't think so. I think our next event in December is going to be on December 10th, and that's going to be a Bruce Robinson and Kelly Willis concert.
Okay, you want to mention anything about that at the Barnhill Center, or?
You can visit our website, thebarnhillcenter.com. We have some more information about our movies this weekend, as well as the Bruce and Kelly Christmas annual shindig happening on December the 10th at 5. Bruce and Kelly were here last year, not for their Christmas show, so we're excited to have them back and host them that Sunday. And like I mentioned, for more information, they can visit us online at thebarnhillcenter.com. And we have lots of great great program, some more movies and additional concerts and some programming happening throughout 2018, too. So those will all be listed on our website.
All right, so keep an eye on that. All right, so we've got coming up this weekend, we've got the Christmas Stroll on Friday and Saturday, the parade on Saturday. Lots of fun stuff for everyone to enjoy, and again, no cost whatsoever for any activities except for the movies.
The Barn Hill Center. And Breakfast with Santa.
And that's already filled up anyway.
Yep,
so
it's already full.
No worry about that one. Anything else we need to mention coming up this weekend for the Christmas Stroll that we want to let people know about?
I was going to say, the weather's looking really great.
It really is.
Sure,
it's going to be warm.
Yeah, it'll be warm.
It's going to be a warm Christmas parade. But
that's a lot better than the rain we had last year.
Yeah, you know, tell you what, if it could rain, about, 9 o'clock Saturday night, and we'll all be good.
Yeah, there you go.
Looking forward to that. All right. So, all right, ladies, we'll appreciate y'all coming in and talking with us today.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
And for the parade, I guess, what time were people... that need to know, what time do people start lining up for the parade? I guess we'll talk about that real fast.
We start staging the parade really early. So we start staging off-site at 2:30 as far as our patrons to come down and actually just take a look and watch the parade. I would say roads close at 4, and we have people that start showing up with their lawn chairs at, 5 o'clock, 5:30. And so we'll have some entertainment happening there at the courthouse near the gazebo during that time. So, come down as early as you can and just enjoy all the things that we have planned for our residents. And, parade starts at 6 o'clock. And all of this information can be found on our Christmas Stroll website. You can visit cityofbrenham.org, and there's a link on our homepage to see.
Now, is there going to be a time at some point to downtown where people are going to start moving their cars away from downtown because of the parade?
We're hoping streets will come in and be closed off at 4 o'clock. And so really after 5 o'clock, we'll have some signage downtown, asking for those that are parked if they're able to relocate their vehicles so that we've got lots of space. Again, last year's parade did not happen because of weather, but 2 years ago when we moved to Saturday night, we estimated, 4,000 to 5,000 people that attended our parade, including our parade entries. And so it's lots of people, lots of fun, lots of Christmas lights.
That's it.
Yeah.
And there's plenty of parking on the outskirts around downtown, so don't worry about that one. So, all right, well, looking forward to that one. Of course, we'll be here. We'll cover the parade here in the studio. I will, at least. And then we've got a couple of guys going to be on the square as well, helping out. So we'll be ready to go for it this weekend. So hopefully everyone else will be as well. Again, the parade, if anyone has any questions, any they need any information, how can they go about and get it for anything for the stroll this weekend?
Sure. They can visit our website, cityofbrenham.org, or they can reach out to us over the phone, 337-7254. Just call the city of Brenham, 337-7200.
All right, there we go. All right, well, I will let you go now. And I've been trying to end this for a couple of minutes. I was make sure we get all the information out that everybody needs for that this weekend. So, ladies, we appreciate you coming in again, and have fun this weekend.
Thank you.
Thank you.
There we go. Another edition of the Community Corner in the books today, folks, as we'll do it all again next week. Another event, I believe, next Tuesday, and usually it's going to be the Chamber of Commerce. So I'm probably talking about that and some stuff happening in the month of December. But otherwise, see you again next Tuesday beginning at 9:05 right after the news here on KWHO.